Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast on this blessed Wednesday, and in some parts of the world, maybe Thursday morning or Thursday evening. But I'm grateful to the Lord that we have this opportunity to share the Word of God with you. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Mexico and Canada. Welcome, Iraq. Welcome unto you, Philippines, and to every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So as we await for my brother to come on, wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, we thank you once again that you have blessed us with such another golden opportunity to assemble together in the Word of God. Now, Lord, this day we need you. We need you more than ever before. And we need the presence of your Spirit, not just to be with us, to release in our hearts the understanding we need of the Word of God. Father, I pray that as we speak tonight, that you will bless us to rightly divide your word. You will bless us to give your word in such a way that it be pleasing unto you. I pray that you will bless the hearers who are listening. That, Lord God, everyone that is listening, that desire to know the truth, that they will be touched by your Spirit. So, Lord God, we thank you for this golden opportunity you've given us, and we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now I'm going to click on my brother. God bless you, brother. How are you doing today?
God bless you, brother. How are you doing?
Oh, brother, once again, we are blessed to be able to come back another day.
Amen.
To continue the commission that God has given us to give this word and to continue to not let up on that devil. So I'm grateful.
Yes.
Amen. I'm grateful. Hallelujah. I am very grateful that when the devil says stop, we ain't got to stop. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of the Lord today.
Thank you.
To those of you listening, we are on the third and final part today of what is titled The Times of Restoration and Restitution. Me and my brother have been sharing the word of God with you on that. And we have been talking about, once again, that all the latest broadcasts that we did, you heard us many times refer to the times of restoration, restitution, which I had defined to you what the word restoration, restitution mean. So if you are first-time listeners, hey, and you are on this page, the God's Word to Man logo, I think, may be on your left. You can click on it. When you see episodes, click on it, because the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio is that it records the episodes we do. So I want to encourage you to do that after you listen tonight. Go back and listen to part two and part one and all the other past episodes that's leading up to this one. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, we are talking about the times of the restoration and restitution. And we went into the Word of God yesterday to show you that according to the Word of God, this time of restoring and restitution is told to us by the Word that it's going to be in the last days or the latter days or the end time, which refer to this time we're living in today. And we have been taking a look at that in the scriptures. And the last one I left off with you on was the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4, where Daniel talks about in the end time, he said, many will run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased. Now, remember that we saw in the Word of God that the work of restoration and restitution is to be in the end time or in the last days. So since Daniel told us that in the end time, knowledge is going to increase, that means that is what the Word is telling us, that the work of restoration, restitution, will be at a time where knowledge will increase, okay? And we talked about that yesterday. Knowledge has increased. I mean, we got railroads, we got cars. You know, you look back in the days of Daniel and them, hey, and Jesus and all them, their cars had four legs, okay? And they had what might take us maybe, what, 2 hours maybe of driving time for them walking and riding may have taken about almost a day, okay? And so knowledge has increased. You even look at the internet, okay? I mean, you can just about Google or YouTube a lot of stuff that you don't know, okay, that you can go on there. Hey, if you don't know how to fix your car, like the guys would say at work, where I work at, hey, you don't know how to fix so-and-so, go to YouTube, okay? Some of whatever is putting that on YouTube. So knowledge has increased. We have electricity. They didn't have electricity back in Jesus' name day and all that. The fire they had to light the house out, they had to make a fire, okay, or burn oil in a lamp. We have, from the knowledge increasing, what is called electricity, where you can walk in the house and bloop, flip the switch, and it gets bright in the room, okay? So it is during this time that this restoration and restitution will be in operation. Now, I want to look at a couple more scriptures, and then I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Once again, remember, we're talking about the times of the restitution and restoration, which we are seeing from the Word of God, that God has let us know that this work will be in the end time or the latter days, or to put it quite simple, the time we're living in now, okay? Now, Matthew chapter 24, and I want to read verse 3 to verse 11. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 to verse 11. And the Word of God says, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, this is Jesus, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Okay? In other words, Jesus, let us know when the sign is, we at the end time. What can we look for? Jesus answered in verse 4 and said unto them, take heed and no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence, and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. Now, I'm going to stop there. Now, remember, we have shared with you through the Word of God that This work, this time of restoration, restitution is to be in the last days or the end time. Okay, and Daniel have already let us know that in the last days, knowledge is going to increase. So that tells us that the time of restoration, restitution will be during the time when knowledge will increase. Right here, Jesus also let us know that this time of restitution, restoration is going to be doing also something else happening in the end time. Wars, rumors of wars, amen, false prophets, false Christ shall arise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Glory, I sense the Holy Ghost. And many shall come in his name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now you say, well, Brother Nate, what's the purpose of that? First of all, number one, to show you that God, and there are many of you that need to hear this. You really need to hear this. Because y'all have heard me say this many times before. There are some, and the some I refer to is some that professing to be Christians, because of all this stuff they're seeing, they think that God isn't doing nothing. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
They hear it. Look, it's wars. You name it. You name it. Now the countries and got so bad, they can't have a little disagreement without talking about, hey, I'm ready to take you down. I'm going to do something to you. You understand what I'm saying? Even these little countries who used to be afraid of the United States, they ain't afraid no more. They tell the United States, hey, you come over here, we'll fight you. Amen. You hearing of nothing but wars and fightings, okay? Then there's pestilence, these different diseases rising up, earthquakes. My God, we had two shakings down here in Mississippi. He said earthquakes in diverse places. We ain't talking about just California. See, we'd have told you, say, hey, there'll be earthquakes in California. You go, yeah, that's normally that. But when you hear Mississippi, Ken, Mississippi, you be like, say what? Y'all had a what? A tremble? Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then, what else God said? They're going to deliver you up to be afflicted, and many shall betray you. So even when you're hearing about our brothers and sisters, even in the other countries, because it's coming over here, who's being killed and beheaded for the gospel's sake, Jesus want to let you know he's still doing a work of what? Restoration and restitution.
Amen.
And remember what Daniel told us, that he is what? Setting up his kingdom in these last days. He said, many shall be offended and shall betray one another. Did you hear that? You know one of the things he's talking about? He's talking about church folks betraying church folks. Oh, I know y'all don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory.
Amen.
It's going to be a betrayal, people.
Amen.
And sometimes when we're seeing all this stuff, we think God ain't doing a thing. I'm going to be honest with you. If y'all can see me, I got my hand raised. I'm not trying to brag and boast. I got my hand raised. That many times I saw stuff, I'm thinking, God, what are you doing? Where you at? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said false prophets going to rise and deceive many. All this is happening this time. But God said, I want you to know it's still I'm doing a what? A restoration and restitution. Even if your eyes don't see it, I want you to understand my word has proclaimed it, and I am doing it. I am setting up my kingdom again in this time. Do you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Many in other countries, man, who stand for the gospel, they being delivered up and afflicted and killed.
Yes, they are.
And you ain't hearing this report on the news. Why, even the United States get to a point, act like they don't even care. And now some of us as Christians going, man, Lord, my brother and sister getting killed, they getting done this and that. Hey, it would grieve and hurt any of us, okay? And sometimes when we're looking at the thing so much, we start thinking God ain't doing nothing. You know what? I'm going to say a personal prayer for myself first. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, not to be sitting there just looking at the thing, but take you at your word. Help me, Jesus. Because, people, let's get real. It is been getting rough. It be getting rough.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I tell you one time thing, if you ain't never prayed to God, I bet you've been praying now.
Amen.
Some of us that were doing that 30-second prayer, it's going to get longer now, buddy. It ain't going to be no quick jumping down there on your knees and say, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, give me a car, I need a car. Oh, God bless, and get up and walk away. Oh, no. The times is getting so now, you still on the flow. Hallelujah.
Yes, right.
You still down there. People turn around and look and say, man, I thought he'd been off the flow by now. No. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
To God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Folks, this thing is for real.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's for real, and it got to happen. It got to happen. Now, let's look at one more. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Glory be to God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 1. To verse 5. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to verse 5. Now look at what we're told. This know also that in the last days, do you see the word last days? Last days, that's the same as what? The end time, latter days, okay? That in the last days, perilous times, folks, that's dangerous. That's what that is, dangerous. Perilous times shall come. What?
Amen.
Perilous times in the last day, and guess what? Since the times of restoration and restitution is connected to the last days, what is he telling us from verse 1? That during these perilous times, he's going to be doing still what? A restoring and a restitution.
Amen.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, say what? So who is he talking about here? Them sinners? No, he's talking about them that's supposed to be Christians is going to be doing this. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Having a form of godliness. The church folks. But denying the power thereof. Do you hear that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. They're going to be the same ones. That appear to that you can't beat them praising God. But what they're going to be doing? All this what he's describing right here. This is why God is letting you know he's doing the work. Because when you see this happening with the church folks, what do you think happened to people when they see the church folks doing it? They go, oh, no, all hope is lost now. Do you hear what I'm saying? I hope y'all getting what I'm saying here. Okay? This is why he's telling you that the times of restoration and restitution is going to be done in these last days. He's giving you what? He's giving you an assurance that he's doing something. Let me go a little deeper. Since this describing, quote, church folks doing this, you're going to find more people saying, is there a standard anywhere? Do you get what I'm saying now? And God is letting you know, in this time of restoring and restitution, where he's setting up his kingdom once again, he's setting up his kingdom with a standard.
So don't be discouraged when you find old Joe without natural affection. Deacon Joe, unthankful. Sister Susie, a blasphemer. And you like, oh my goodness. Because see, true many let me say this. Many true believers are seeing this in churches that they belong to. And it is discouraging them. And they're getting to a point where they think what? God is not doing anything. They get to a point that there is no place. They start to think that there is no place where a standard is being raised. And God wants you to know that he's doing a restoring and restitution where he's setting up his kingdom back again and he's raising up a standard. There will be a people that will hold up the standard. There will be a people that will proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
See, this glory, this message should be encouraging the heavy in heart.
Amen.
Now, if some of y'all listening, you say, well, you know, I still, you know, I don't know, that's just y'all or what. That's why we tell you, follow us in the scripture and take what we're giving you to the Lord. Plain and simple.
Amen.
Plain and simple. We're not asking for your phone number, for your address, so we can hunt you down and bug you and be at your door every day and call in your house every day. That is not what we're commissioned to do. This time of restoration and restitution message supposed to be a message of what? Of encouragement. Because there are true believers out there who wants to see the standard of God. And they are in places where they know that this stuff going to, this stuff ain't God. And now they becoming discouraged because it's like wherever they turn, it's sin. Okay? Wherever they turn, oh my goodness. Hallelujah. He said what? Men, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Now tell me you ain't seen this going on in the churches today.
Amen.
Man, we shaking behind like we on Soul Train. Well, I'm just being real with you. We're doing what we call gospel concerts, and we got a Soul Train line going on. We doing the bump, the robot, and everything. The Cabbage Patch, we doing it all, people. Because why? We want pleasure. We have come lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And there are true believers who's watching this and their heart is grieved.
Amen.
And we have put the name gospel to some of these songs we call it gospel, and that ain't nothing but shaking behind music. That's what it is. And this is why you catching many of them coming to a gospel event dressing like they going to the club. Why? Because we're playing club music. That's why. Because it's about pleasure. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power. Good Lord. Hallelujah. You got a whole lot of religious spirits out there, people. Them religious spirits will come to work on Monday morning and tell y'all, oh, I was in church Sunday, and give you the rundown in church. And next minute will cuss you out in a heartbeat and won't cry about it. And we'll justify it. Oh, that's my brother Lee said, I know I ain't going to get no amens out there for that. But, hey, glory to God. We got to tell the word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And God's word of encouragement is, hey, I'm doing a restoring and a restitution. I'm building up my kingdom. I know you see this. I know you've been experiencing some truth breakers in the church, false accusers, headed, high-minded, traitors in the church, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God in the church, blasphemers in the church, disobedient to parents, in the church, unholy, what? Yeah, unholy, in the church, Oh, you want to make some people frown up in the church? You preach a sermon on holiness. I'm talking about preach it straight and see what you get. You'll get some restlessness in those seats. They'll be moving around those seats like they got a hot chicken on the stove and they forgot they had it on and they need to get to the house. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because, see, people are starting to think that the church Christ set up is just a thing of the past. You understand what I'm saying? They're starting to think it's just a thing of the past. But God said, I'm going to show you it ain't just a thing of the past. It's going to be a thing of the right now. He's doing it right now, people. He's doing it right now. See, he's gathering his people. And you know who he's gathering? The honest in heart. You got to understand, this kingdom that God is establishing again is going to be full of honest in heart people. Not the lowdown, the traitors, the liars. Nope. None of that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So this what we're reading, and happening in the last days, and like you said, wars and rumors of wars. See, the wars and rumors of war is not just between nations, it's between churches too.
Amen.
I know we look at it and thought it was just between nations. That was just part of it. It's between churches too. Oh, you can't tell me you ain't hearing churches fighting one another with the quickness. And you got some of them. Who can build the biggest building? Many of them are always trying to outdo each other. Amen. If I put on a beauty pageant at the church and it drew 100 people, the other church down the street said, hey, we're going to put one on and we're going to draw 200 people.
That's right.
Because we in competition.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you,
we want to be talked about more than the other church. And so you got these wars going on. Amen. And like I said, some honest and hard, they becoming discouraged because they hear every time, oh, my goodness. Oh, it's another one. Oh, he's down. Oh, he's, you know, and they becoming discouraged. Well, people, we're bringing to you the word of encouragement. There is a time of restoration, restitution. When? Now. In this time. Yes, God is working. Let me give you a personal word right quick. There are some of you, God has given the word a promise of something. And you've been seeing some stuff, and it looked like it just got rougher. Let me tell you something. He's working. If I ain't got to say nothing else, he's still working. He's working.
Yeah.
That what he promised you, he going to do it. He said he watches over his word to perform it. Glory to God. He said, I'm not, oh, shut up. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie.
Amen.
He said, my word shall not return unto me void. Woo-wee. Who said that? Almighty God. Then he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. So you thinking God should come down Fifth Avenue, God said, I'm going to come down Seventh Avenue. That's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we want to predict God. That's a no-no. You can counsel that. Okay? God said, I got to get some glory. So God is always searching out ways to blow your mind. Glory to God. He always says, because once he do one thing, have you at all, and you think you used to that now, he'll come and do something else and make your mouth fly open again. Oh, my goodness. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, that's how you end up joining the angels in heaven, saying hallelujah. That's how you end up doing it.
Amen.
Glory. My God, he finna do some miraculous stuff. People, let me tell you something. He finna restore stuff to you that the enemy has taken. You thought it was a lost cause, but it ain't. It ain't a lost cause, people. He is Almighty God. He spoke a word to you, a personal word to you that nobody else knows but you and him. And you've been looking for that thing. And that thing you've been looking for, man, it seemed like chaos breaking off in the left and the right, the front and the back. You try to go forward, something knocking you three steps back. and you thinking, oh my goodness, man, this is just it. I can't take it no more. It's over. And God said he wants you to know I'm still working. Hallelujah. The Bible says he's out to do above all that you ask or think. He's over. Listen, what God's going to do for you, glory. He's going to blow your mind. See, you try to have to figure out. You say, okay, I need the new house. God's going to come through the bank. And God's going to show you, I ain't coming through no bank. That's your thinking. Remember, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. You just need to praise me and thank me for it coming. That's what you need to do, instead of trying to figure out and tell me how to do it. Oh, my God, glory to God. Oh, my God, I think I better get ready to turn it over to my brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's a great thing to serve a God that is true to his word. Man, you know, if you were serving a God who wasn't true to his word, man, you'd be all over the place.
Amen. Amen.
You would be all over, man, you talking about, you wouldn't even have a mind. Your mind just be all everywhere. But God said, hey, I'm stable. And if you believe in me, you will be stable too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, people, he's doing the work. He's building his church again. He's setting it up.
Amen.
He's doing it. He's doing it in this day and time, people. We're not talking about in another lifetime. We're talking about right now. And just because you don't, quote, see it, don't mean he's not doing it. Remember, when God promised you something, you don't see it. Remember, he's a keeper of his word. We got to keep that in mind. We got to keep it in mind, people. Hallelujah. And as I get ready to turn over to my brother, you know, the devil been telling you, say, look at it. Man, ain't nobody want to do right nowhere. You might as well just give up and throw up both of your hands and call it quits. Man,
yeah.
Ain't no standard nowhere. Ain't no standard going on. Cause nobody want to do no holiness. That stuff is old. That's from the past. Yes, he's saying all that stuff.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You might as well put an afro on, throw you on some bell bottoms too, and go to dancing. That's what the devil tell you. Okay? You might as well just give it up. And he said, hey, ain't nothing happening.
Amen.
But see, this is the great thing about God. He will come beat you down with all that discouragement, all that unbelief, and all that doubt. Talking all that noise, God turns right around, and he has a ram in the bush. He sends a word, and he sends a word to you to speak to your situation. Be encouraged, those of you that are listening, who's looking for a standard. My God is at work. Now I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let your word go forth in the spirit and the power of the Lamb, in the spirit and power of God, in the spirit and power of the Elias, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we've been talking to you about the restoration, all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you know that Jesus Christ said that Elijah or John the Baptist must restore all things. Thank you, Jesus. In the 11th chapter, hallelujah, of what? Thank you, Jesus. And in 11th chapter of Matthew and in the 17th chapter of Matthew, it tells you about Elijah and some of his work, okay? Thank you, Jesus. So we're saying
Amen.
To you, okay, it's not something that we've whipped up, thought up, okay, some new doctrine, okay, this is not a new doctrine. This is something that the Lord Jesus Christ said, thank you, Jesus, but it's hidden from the eyes and from the sights of men, because they have already set up in their hearts what they will and will not believe. That's what the churches is. That's what the churches has
Amen.
Done, okay? Thank you, Jesus. They've set up what they will and will not believe. I was listening to a man on YouTube last night, and this man, he was so angry with the with the faith movement people. Okay, you know those people that they call themselves the charismatics. Okay, thank you,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Of faith movement. Okay, he's so mad with them that he's trying to he's devoted his whole life. And this man, now this man, I ain't gonna say nothing bad about him, okay? And because he's a wounded Christian. This brother is a wounded Christian, and he needs healing, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And he's mad because he's looked at these many people of God that's fallen, okay? Now I'm gonna tell you something. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord let all of the people of God be shamed before the whole world. How did he do that? Because their prophecy fell flat.
Yeah.
They prophesied such a thing, and it did not come to pass. Every
yeah.
man, all these people that call themselves the bona fide prophets, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But this man was angry with them years ago because he doesn't believe in anything. Thank you, Jesus. He still says, yes, I believe it. He says, you know what this man says? He says he believes in the scripture. That's what he believes in, okay? How can you believe in the scriptures and not believe what the scriptures say?
Right.
Tell me that. You say, I believe the scriptures, but you don't believe what the scriptures say. You believe that they're true, but you don't believe that it can happen now. The things that happened then can happen now. And he's saying, this man saying, oh, that don't happen anymore. God don't do that no more. Be careful, my brothers and sisters, when you fix your big mouth, excuse me for saying this, when you fix your big mouth to say what God will and will not do, you don't know. The only thing
Amen.
You know that God not work against his character, that God does not sin, okay, that God does not lie, that God does not do anything crooked. He is not crooked. That's what you know about God, that he is holy in all his ways. He's just in all his ways. He's righteous in all his ways. That's what you know about God. But one thing you do not know, you don't look at the Bible and say, God, don't do that no more. Don't fix your
Amen.
Mouth to say that. Don't know what God's going to do. But these churches now, half of them sit there and say, oh, God don't do that no more. God don't work that way no more. God don't speak to nobody. Ain't nobody going to sit there and say God talked to them. They don't believe God talked to people. God only talked to people through his scriptures. This is what they're saying. That's the same. Do you know that that's the same thing that the Jehovah's Witnesses say? You ain't no better than a Jehovah's Witness then. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
But you sit up there saying, I believe in Christ. Now, you don't believe in Christ. Not you don't believe in the Christ of the Scriptures. You just reading the Bible, and it satisfies you somewhat, okay? You read the Bible enough so it satisfies you a little bit, okay? Enough to satisfy you, okay? You don't believe in nothing. You don't believe God can heal. You don't believe God can do anything. You don't believe God can speak his word. You don't believe God prophesies anymore. You don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit. You don't believe none of those things. Why you think Jesus did
Amen.
All those things? Why you think he gave them to the church? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This, and then you ask why we need a restoration? Why we need a restoration? Are you crazy or something? Why do we need a restoration? Thank you, Jesus. Do you see Jesus Christ walking amongst any of you? Thank you, Lord Jesus, truly walking amongst. Well, you got plenty of feelings. You got plenty of rattlings. You got plenty of shakings. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got plenty of that. You can shake, you can quiver, you can fall on the floor, or you can bend your knees, you can pray, okay? But none of you will repent of your sins. None of you will humble yourself. But you know why this thing came upon all those people that profess, hallelujah, that Donald Trump was going to absolutely be president the second term, that they could say it, even 700. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't laughing at my brothers, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because that's part of I'm part of the body. Thank you, Jesus. And they part of the body. Thank you, Jesus. But what I'm talking about is, why did the Lord let that happen to you? Why did the Lord let you get shamed before the face of men? Why did the Lord do that? The Lord only let that happen when people have gotten too big for their own britches. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you got big, you think you so much, and you look at all of your, like my brother was talking about last night, okay? People had, I got so many years, I got so many hours of study. Like, that means something. That don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
The study don't mean nothing unless the study is in you.
Yeah.
You know the scripture, but you don't know the scriptures. You understand, but you don't understand. You see, but you don't see. All those things in the scripture, just like Jesus was talking about John the Baptist, and you try to explain it away by your own weakness. You try to, by your pride, you try to, because you don't want to stop doing what you're doing for the restoration. You don't want to see what happened. You don't want to see that the church is wiped out. You know why? Do you know why that happened? Thank you, Jesus. Because I'm going to tell you the same thing I was telling you about the brothers that went over and joined themselves to the Catholic Church, that went over and joined themselves to the Pope, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Those were charismatics that did that, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And all those people that was mostly on those, that prophesied all that stuff, they all connected with that, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And they said, yes, it's going to happen. Something's going to get in there a second term. Now, I'm going to tell you something. God did want Trump to get in there. People understand that, okay? You won't understand this if I tell you this, okay? God did want Trump to win. But the reason why Trump did not win, because of the pride of man, and because they were the men that was the head of this thing, went over, the charismatic people went over to the Catholic Church and signed an agreement with them that the fight is over.
Yeah.
We ain't got to fight no more because we're gonna be joined with the with our brothers again. You still don't you don't get the point. They was never your brothers. The Catholic Church was never your brothers. Okay? They was never born again. They was never God's church. They were set up by the devil to deceive you. In the beginning. That's what all the scriptures is talking about. From Daniel, thank you, Jesus. All those prophets was talking about this thing, okay? Isaiah, Jeremiah, all these prophets was talking about this thing, okay? Went all the way up to Paul. Paul was talking about it. Peter was talking about it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus warning of it in the 24th chapter of Matthew. And in Luke, hallelujah, and in Mark. But you weren't listening, were you? Glory to the Lamb. You was not listening. You did not pay attention to what Christ was telling you. You didn't listen to the revelation and stuff you didn't understand. You made up stuff. You added to God's word. You said, well, I knew. I'm smart. I'm smart enough to figure this out. You ain't smart enough to figure nothing out. You can't figure your way out of a paper bag. You're so dumb. That's what we are, okay? Because we can easily be deceived because we're human, because we're flesh and blood. We can be so easily deceived. If the devil was smart enough to deceive one-third of the angels, what do you think you got going on?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. If the devil could deceive those angels that's so illuminated, so knowledgeable,
amen,
and could fool them, what do you think you got?
Amen.
Now you sitting up here the last days, okay, and you said that you're deceived because you think it's going to be a rapture.
Yeah.
And then you're mad when people tell you there is no rapture. That ain't the way of Christ. That's not even the example of Christ. Christ has never worked that way, okay? Now, I can say that Christ don't work that way.
Amen.
There is rapture. The rapture that you talked about can only happen one time. When Christ come to get his people, finally, when Christ come to get his people, he going to come to get his people one time, and he's going to change them in a twinkling of an eye at that time when he come to get them. And the dead in Christ shall rise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And they shall be joined to him. And the people that's alive on the earth shall be joined to him and be changed from mortal to immortality, from mortal to immortality in the twinkling of an eye. That's the word of Christ, okay? That's what's supposed to happen. There ain't going to be no Jesus Christ go to heaven for 7 years and then come back after 7 years to receive to get the rest of his people. That ain't in the Bible.
Yeah, amen.
Now, you don't listen to everybody but what Christ said. Listen to what Christ says, not to what men are saying, not to what that sound good to your ears, not what, you know, like me and my brother was telling you, we would like to be saved too. We would like for not like have to go through these things that are about to happen in this world. Man, we'd like to be not be beat on it for you know. Who wants to get beat
Amen.
Up? Who wants to be killed? Who wants to be all these things that's going to happen upon the earth? Who would like to be killed? Nobody. Nobody wants to be, hallelujah, martyred. Nobody wants to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But the good news that we have about that is that the church will never be destroyed off the face of the earth, as it was before when the Lord prophesied and the Lord gave his word, okay, in the 12th chapter of Revelation, okay, and in Daniel the second chapter, Daniel the seventh chapter, Daniel the eighth chapter, and all the way, you know, some more of those other books, okay, some of those other chapters, okay, but the Lord would said, my church shall never be destroyed again. Now, it's going to be destroyed
Amen.
Once, but it's not going to be destroyed
Amen.
Again. So those things that happen, all of us, we're not going to be destroyed like that again, okay? There's going to be victory,
Amen.
But only to those that endure to the end. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And the one that's going to be standing in the end is going to be God's people. It ain't going to be the devil. People, because they're going to be looking for somewhere to hide.
Amen.
But we looking for somewhere to hide because we looking for a rapture to come. Ain't no rapture coming. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's hard. That's harsh, but that's it ain't happening. because that ain't part of God's plan. Thank you, Jesus. God's plan is to deliver you in the midst. Hallelujah. In the midst of things like that that's happening, God's going to deliver his people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord's going to build his temple. And the Lord's going to do all the things that he said in the book of Revelation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He talked about that in the prophets, okay, how he's going to build a place. Hallelujah, a holy place. Thank you, Jesus, and how the law's going to go from there and how he's going to cleanse Zion. God's going to cleanse America. America ain't Zion yet, but God's going to cleanse her. America has to go through a cleansing. America has to go through a testing. America has to be cleansed of the evil that's in her, okay? Because we got every evil work in us, in America. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you these questions. And you, and if you're honest, you can only answer these questions one way. Is Christ the head of the church?
Amen.
Is Christ the head of your pastor's church? Is Christ the head of your church? Is Christ the head of the charismatic church? The head of the universal church? You know who that is, don't you? Universal church? That's the Catholic church.
Yeah.
Is Christ the head of Islam? Is Christ the head of communism? Is Christ the head of you? Is he? Why are you being led to stay by your own flesh? Why are you being led to stay by the world? Why are you being led to stay by the devil? Thank you, Jesus. That's harsh, ain't it? Well, it can get harsher than that. Thank you, Jesus. But you know the world's going to be on fire. The world's going to be on fire. How are you going to escape? How do you think you're going to escape when the world is on fire? How do you think you're going to escape when the mark of the beast is let loose on the earth? How do you think you're going to stand unless you have a good relationship with Christ Jesus, the Lord? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And you're not just a religious person, or you're just not a church-going person, or you're just not a person who just, oh, I like to go to church, I like to read the Bible. And you don't really believe in nothing. You just believe for believing's sake. But you don't believe in the Lord God. You don't believe he's the same as he was then. He's the same God that divided the Red Sea and made it stand up on a heap. Hallelujah. You don't believe that he's that same God. You don't believe that he's the same God that rained down bread from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. You don't believe he's the same God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that took down the walls of Jericho. You don't believe he's that same God.
Amen.
But you sitting up this up here saying, hey, I'm looking for a rapture, and I don't know where I am waiting for the rapture, and I'm glad that these things ain't gonna happen to us. Like the people of the world, that you have been a good example to the people in the world, right? you haven't lifted up a standard of Christ in this world, but you think that you are worthy for Christ to come get your sorry behind, and take you to heaven, and the old church that Jesus Christ built. The 12 apostles was murdered. Hallelujah. They was killed. The bishop was killed. The elders was killed. All the men and the women, the little children, even the little children was killed for Christ's sake. Thank you, Jesus. And that was left went into the holes, went into the to caves, hallelujah, and hid themselves. But you are saying that Christ is going to get you and take you to heaven. And you ain't never did a doggone thing for Christ to be able to do something like that for you. What have you done?
Amen.
And the angel of God said, what have you done now? That's
Amen.
What God said. What have you done now? You said that. What have you done? Except for I went to church. And I opened my crack to my Bible now and then. I went to church on Christmas. I went to church on Easter. But what have you done now? What did you do according to the scriptures that Christ told us to do if we are people, if we are his people? God told you, he gave you a commission. God gave his people a commission. Thank you, Jesus. And I know that's hard. I know it's hard. And I'm going to say one more thing here. Thank you, Jesus. Because I'm talking about why these prophecies of men fell flat. Why is it that because you was trusting in that man to deliver you. You was trusting in Trump to deliver you. You thought Trump was your deliverance. That's what you thought. You people of God, you put all your trust in him. You said, oh, he's the man. And then one person actually stood up there and blasphemously said that you are my son in whom I'm well pleased. Huh?
My Lord.
That's one actually
Lord.
Said that. And Trump was standing there on the stage, okay, and they was praying for him. And this woman, you are my son in whom I'm well pleased. Did God say that? Did God say that? Did God say that about anybody except Jesus Christ?
Amen.
This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Are you kidding?
My Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. That's enough blasphemy there. That's blasphemous. And you wonder why he didn't get picked? Why your words fell flat? You better humble yourself. You better repent. Because now is the time of repentance. Hallelujah. So that you might find a way. You are like the blind leading the blind. You are totally blind. You have no idea where you're going. You have no idea where you've been. Glory to the Lamb. All of you are blind.
Amen.
I don't hate to say it. I'm going to say it. Thank you, Jesus. Even the church that I'm in, blind.
Yeah.
Because you think because God chose you, you're automatically smart. People think that. God chose me. I must be smart. He saw that I was smart, that I went to college, that I went to seminary. I went to seminary, and this is what people point to. This is what this man was saying last night that didn't believe anything. He was talked about how I recommend this seminary. That's all he thought about. Seminary, things like that, okay? It's good to learn about, to go to a seminary if you can, okay, and learn about Christ, okay, learn the scriptures and stuff like that, learn the Greek and all that kind of stuff, okay? That's good. But it doesn't give you any insight, the real insight in the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. That comes by the Holy Ghost. You can study all you want. You can put in thousands of hours, years, hallelujah, of study, and you won't get nowhere unless you have the Holy Spirit leading you, guiding you, and directing you into all truth. He is the one that reveals the truth of God. You cannot come upon the truth of God unless God brings you there. That means you got to humble yourself like a little child and say, God, I don't know anything. Teach me. Yes, you're full of pride. Amen. And you know you're full of pride. And the devil knows you're full of pride. And that's why the devil loves you. Thank you, Jesus. And you just as good as marked now. Because when that mark of the beast comes, you're going to be there to take it. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't repent, if you don't humble yourself, if you don't understand, because that's the only way to get your eyes open, if let you humble yourself and realize and confess with your talk, with your tongue, believe that Jesus Christ is the only way, hallelujah, to get you out of this mess that you're in. Thank you, Jesus. So that you can understand why you need a restoration. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to drop it right there. I'm going to stop right there, brother. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
It's all right, brother. We had enough time, but we thank God for the word. Listen, Jesus. People, we're bringing you the word, and you know we have a love for people to that they would get the word. That's what we commissioned to do. Now tomorrow, Lord say the same. We're going to start on part one, and that's going to be called A Sign of the Restoration. I'm going to open up and lay a little groundwork, and my brother's going to talk to you about the particular book, which would be A Sign of the Restoration. We're finna get into the things, especially we have to get into. So he would talk about this book. It's called The Record of Nephite, A Sign of the Restoration. And even as we're going through the series, we're going to talk about how it was brought about. Okay, we're going to get into all of that, people, because, listen, this is the thing we want you to understand. We're not trying to hide anything. And we're called by God to give you this full truth. Okay?
Yes.
Now, what you do with it, that's between you and God. You know, I ain't going to tell you no story. Years ago, I used to be worried by particular people, give them the word, they ain't doing nothing. But God started teaching me. You know, he let you know, he said, hey, son, I want you to know, you only call to give my word. Once you give my word to them, it's between me and them. You know, you're supposed to be able to go to bed tonight, you know, and sleep with peace in Christ, you know. Some of us, we can't even go to bed right because we worried about Tommy. We told Tommy the word, and Tommy just spit in your face and went ahead and doing his own thing like you never told him anything, and now you can't even sleep right.
Amen.
Well, that is not of God. And so tomorrow, the title, once again, is going to be called A Sign of the Restoration. We talked to you about the times of the restoration. This is the time. Now, we let you know the sign of it. And God has brought to pass, once again, his word. He brought to pass book that was the sign. I'm going to set up, lay some groundwork. My brother going to talk to you about the book. Amen. And once again, it's not going to be covered in one part. Okay? It may not be covered in two or three parts. But we're going at a gradual pace. That you may get it, okay? That you may get it. And as my brother was saying to you a few minutes ago, and I want to piggyback on what he said, and I have been noticing, especially strongly since last year, you got more people coming out on YouTube. Now, you know, once again, I'm not trying to make folks angry. I'm just going to be straight out with you. We got more prophets coming out, I mean, than anything, okay? Everybody is claiming a prophet or prophetess, and everybody got a word, okay?
Yep.
Now, some of y'all saying, Brother Nate, what are you saying? God can't get nobody a word? I'm not saying that. But it's just amazing that, and as my Brother Lee had once said, all these prophets coming out, you mean that God didn't give them a word about the coronavirus? You know, he didn't give them a word. I mean, all of them that was coming out, you know, even before last year, you know, someone would say some things about, okay, this and that coming, but no direct word. I like, okay. And now I'm looking at YouTube, man, and it is so many people. I mean, man, his name's popping up out of the woodworks. And what's the popular title? Prophet. Prophet or prophetess?
Yes.
People, you said, why are you saying this, Brother Nate? Listen, even as we talk about, there's going to be one section the Lord said the same we're going to do. And when my brother talked to you about the book, about there's some steps, and I did this on the broadcast before, and I'm going to end up doing it again. There's some steps that the Word of God give you that you can take to find out whether something's of God or not. Well, you know what? That's the same steps, you know, you would need to apply. I'm not saying everybody that coming on YouTube is a fake. I'm not saying that.
Amen.
But
that's right.
There's some of them that's coming on there that I know. And the sad thing about it, people are being caught up by what they're saying. Okay?
Amen.
And you have a couple song there that come. You know what, brother? People, when they hear the word prophet,
yeah,
they automatically think all you want to talk about is cars, houses, all but the good. They do not look for a prophet to come with the message of repentance.
Yes.
In fact, they will snub at you. If you start to, they mean, who you are to judge me? God only judge me. So they get upset. Okay? And they think that a prophet, a true prophet, always carry the good word all the time. Not necessarily so.
Amen.
I mean, I've dealt with some people on my job. Some people on my job say, hey, we had this certain prophet visit us, and he said, thus and thus, I want us that true. And see, I knew why they were telling me that, because what this prophet told them was not cars and houses and money and gold. He told them about repenting and stuff that was finna happen. And they like, oh, no, there can't be a prophet. Why? Because people's view of a prophet,
that's right,
it's nothing but God's going to give you the house. He's going to give you the car, the husband, the wife. Now, don't get me wrong. God can give people that word. But when that's all that you tell it, okay, I got a problem with that, okay?
Yeah.
Nathan the prophet. He didn't bring David a good word all the time. When David put that man up on the front line, so what'd he do? He came with a parable, and then when David said, hey, the man that did that should die, it was you, King David. David didn't even think, oh, that ain't for me. You got to be talking to someone else. You know, he could be talking about me. Hey, it was you.
Amen.
And it's amazing, all these prophets. And here's the thing, too. And I'm going to say this. And like my brother said, this is hid for some because they're blind to these things. Not that God can't reveal it. But this is one thing I have to say on this about all these, you know, prophets coming out. You know, a prophet supposed to hear from God.
Yeah.
A prophet supposed to speak by revelation. I just wonder why you haven't got a revelation about the setting up of the kingdom again.
That's right.
I just wonder why you haven't, you know, you know,
why?
God is giving you this, he's giving you that, but he ain't talking to you about, I just wonder why.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
No, but I mean, I ain't here, my God. But anyhow, that's what I wonder. And I have wondered that for a long, long time. Because I even had to ask God, I said, God, wait a minute, God. I mean, if these folks are hearing from you,
yeah,
and they are prophet and prophetess and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. Lord, and here you is, you ain't gave us about this work of restoration. Why they ain't talking about it? Now get this. The only restoration part I hear them talk about
is when they say God's going to restore to you what the enemy has taken. Now, they'll speak that, okay? They'll speak God going to restore. Now, they'll speak that. But as far as the setting up of the kingdom again, this overall work on the spiritual note, I'm like, why don't y'all hear that from him?
Amen. Why?
And that's what I'm left with. Why? Why don't you, all these prophets coming out? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying none of them don't never hear anything from God. They do. But
yes,
my
yes.
question is, this is the greatest entrust to man, an entrust of this work, of the work of restitution, restoration. And you mean that you being a prophet, a prophetess from the Lord, you ain't heard nothing about this? Okay. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, we'll have plenty of time to talk more on that. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and he is God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for what he's doing. And I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Lord Jesus, Lord God, you are the revealer of all things. And, oh, Lord God, Father, we ask you to reveal these things, Lord God, that we are about to, hallelujah, to show, that we are about to speak, that we are about to unveil, Lord God, to the people, Lord God, that are listening, Lord God. Jesus,
yes,
you are the one that makes all things known, oh, Lord Jesus. You are the God that spoke to Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, Lord God. You are the God that revealed the dream, Lord God. You are the God, hallelujah, that shows your hand, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Things that are hidden,
yes,
you show them, O Lord God. Hallelujah. These things, they're hidden, O Lord God, from those, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Because some of them don't want to know, Lord God. But I know it's a lot of
yes,
people that want to know the word, Lord Jesus. And we ask that you reveal your word to them, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name. And that you bring them back again, O Lord God, to receive your word, Lord God, and that you open their hearts, O Lord God, and their minds and their souls, Lord God, even as they open their hearts and their minds and their souls to you, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name, and give them understanding, give them light, give them illumination, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name. Reveal, Lord God, O God of revelation. God, hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the
yes,
Lamb.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
God of all
hallelujah.
Knowledge, all light, of God of all illumination, in Jesus Christ's
Amen.
Name. Thank you, Father. And we give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord God. Hallelujah for your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord tonight. Once again, don't forget to tomorrow night, Lord, say the same at 7 o'clock. Part one of A Sign of the Restoration and Restitution. Once again, we're going to go into that. Amen. Gradually go into it. Amen.
Yeah.
And once again, we just ask, hey, get your prayer closet ready. That's what we're telling you. Get your fingers ready. Get your eyes ready. Get your mouth for your prayer closet. Get all that ready. Once again. Because we're going to come with it, okay? And we're definitely going to come with it on that plane. So, once again, we thank God for the blessed word of the Lord, the glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory,
thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb.
Oh, that is a Bahusha. Glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
Humble us, Lord God. Humble us, Lord God. Humble
Jesus.
Us. Humble our souls, Lord God. Convince
yes.
us. Lord God.
Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Humble us, Lord God. Humble us, Lord God. Bless us of courage to deliver your message, to deliver your word, that we faint not, Lord God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have mercy upon us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to be to God. Once again, we thank God for all of you. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.